Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One thing I do want to ask you, because tell me if this is something that you'd be concerned about moving forward.
Go ahead.
Malik Nabers had a very good week, too. I mean, obviously, he had the big drop. We all understand that. That kind of cost them the game. But outside of that, he was very, very good. But he was also historically targeted.
Yeah, 18 like, of the 27.
Right? Yeah, he saw Malik Nabers more than 60% of the team targets. He is the – by the way, the number in total was 66.7%.
Wow.
So think about that for a second. Malik Nabers, especially for you fantasy owners, Malik Nabers was targeted at a 66.7% clip. Now, you may hear that number and say, okay, I don't really understand it. Can you explain it to me better? I'll explain it this way. No other receiver in the last 8 years in the NFL, in any game, had been targeted at that kind of clip.
Yeah.
In fact, he was 67%. No player in the last 8 years has been targeted 60% of the time. Hmm. So he was historic in terms of how often he was targeted. I ask the question because I am formulating an opinion on this, and you are the football guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that like kind of an unhealthy thing? Can that be a sustainable thing?
Meaning for him physically?
No, no, like this can't be a trend.
From a schematic standpoint.
Yes.
Look, if it contends and it continues and it becomes the trend, it just becomes easy to defend, right? It just makes it easier for defenses to, all right, let's cloud this guy, meaning put somebody over top of him or double him or bracket or play man and things in different ways to take him away, and then the Giants have nothing else that they can do. But I'm not worried about it because I thought it was the right throws. Like almost all the throws that Daniel was targeting him on, it was the right decision for him to target. It wasn't, in my mind, premeditated. Maybe it was. I don't know. I'm not in Daniel Jones' head.
But think about week one, where the complaint was he wasn't targeted enough. So it was almost like Daboll and Daniel Jones. Really Daniel Jones, because Daboll even said throw it to him. Wasn't that the answer?
Right.
But almost it was like, okay, we'll throw it to him.
But think about who's calling the plays.
Right.
And so you call plays to do what you, in your mind, think is going to help you win the game. And so you design them for Malik Nabers to be the target, the primary target. Now, sometimes it just doesn't work because the defense doesn't give it to you.
Right.
And you have to end up someplace else. You know, the one thing, it's funny because we almost brought this up on Monday. The one thing I noticed about the Giants that you're not seeing, well, you're seeing with all these other great, you know, explosive offenses around the league, there is a ton of pre-snap motion. The Giants don't do any of that.
Right.
They just get up, they get set, and they go. They also do not target tight ends at all. They have no tight end targets in this game last week.
Yeah.
And there's two good options, I believe. And so I'm not questioning the game plan because the Giants played well enough to win that game, and they should have. Certain things go their way, and even just Malik Nabers.
Their offensive game plan wasn't negative.
It was fine.
Yeah.
But as I watch it, I'm thinking, man, there's just so much more that they can do that they're not doing. Now, maybe that if they evolve into that, and I hope they do, but I'm not worried. Bottom line, I'm not worried about Malik Nabers getting a ridiculous amount of targets.
Statistics will tell you should not be worried about that, Evan. Mm-hmm. So you pointed to 1 week and how nobody had done that in 8 years. Here's the statistical analysis of that, though. Through 2 weeks and that stat – The top five guys in the league are Calvin Ridley, Malik Nabers, Davante Adams, George Pickens, and Justin Jefferson. Last year, at close to 60% for the season, number one in the league, Justin Jefferson. Right. So I say this to say, while for 1 week he may have had a number that hasn't been put out there, the overall landscape is the big-time receivers in the league collect that kind of stat all year long.
Well, not that kind of stat.
Well,
they get over a lot of targets.
Over
but not,
a season
not,
long?
Not nearly 70%
but
of the targets.
But that's the thing. They're not going to do 70% every week. It was well, a bad
what,
Washington.
What he's saying is that your top receiver, who is a game changer, usually gets a lion's share of
oh,
the
no
targets.
Doubt, which makes sense. Well, and, why wouldn't you want the ball in the hands of the best receiver?
And the reason you do that, and it's, this happened in the game I called, the Ravens and the Raiders. Like it was so boring of a game first quarter. It was like nothing's happening. And all of a sudden, Gardner Minshew just said, you know what? I'm throwing it up to Davante Adams. I don't care if he's covered. I don't care what they're trying to do. I'm just – something good is going to happen if I throw it to Davante Adams. And so his target share was high. It wasn't Malik Nabers high, but it was high because one of three things is going to happen. It's going to be incomplete. That's a negative outcome. You're going to get a pass interference. That's a positive outcome. Or he's going to catch the damn ball, and which is also a positive outcome.
Right, yeah.
And so all of a sudden – the Raiders come from behind. They're down two scores.
Yeah.
You know, they're down 13 points in the fourth quarter. They win the game. And it was all because we have a difference-making wide receiver. Give him shots.
No. And
that's exactly what the Giants were doing. We have a difference-making wide receiver. Let's give him those
and
shots.
And I think what's so impressive is that Davante Adams is, you know, universally accepted as one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. This was Malik Nabers' second game in the NFL, and he got targeted 18 times. How often do you ever see that? All right, quick question. Sunday afternoon against the Cleveland Browns. How many targets will Malik Nabers have?
15.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.